Penguin Random House Audio presents The Lost Book of Mormon, a journey through the mythic lands of Nephi, Zarahemla, and Kansas City, Missouri, by Avi Steinberg. Read for you by P.J. Oakland. To my father, for teaching me Middah. To my mother, for teaching me Midrash. Literature was born not the day a boy crying, "Wolf, wolf," came running out of the Neanderthal Valley with a big gray wolf at his heels. Literature was born on the day when a boy came crying, "Wolf, wolf," and there was no wolf behind him. That the poor little fellow, because he lied too often, was finally eaten up by a real beast, is quite incidental. But here is what is important. Between the wolf in the tall grass and the wolf in the tall story, there is a shimmering go-between. That go-between, that prism, is the art of literature. Vladimir Nabokov. There can be no doubt that such a creature exists, for in our museum, we have its tail and bones. Father Athanasius Kircher. Loomings. Happy people don't think about angels, and they certainly don't see them. As for holding extended conversations with angels, that's only for the truly, irretrievably miserable. Despite our best painter's best efforts to ennoble this kind of behavior, we are, in the presence of our angels, just like that depressed donkey in the Bible who sees the heavenly messenger standing on the highway where others see nothing. What choice did he have but to give up and crouch down in the middle of the road? What good is being a prophet when you're a...